Money and Markets. The top story in Money and Markets is the squabble over gun ownership. We have the White House having Biden now doing, it's no longer fireside chats, it's fireside hangouts with Google support to market their initiative to promote. They're now calling it steps to reduce gun violence. You can see that the pushback has been strong and the words are softening on the Democratic side. Senator Feinstein has announced a proposed weapons ban today. The politician who got this right, interestingly enough, was former President Bill Clinton, who warned the major donors in a private session that the Democrats were really sort of over the line and ran significant political risks on what they were up to. Interestingly enough, if you look at the big donors who I suspect are either behind this or the kind of people who are behind this, they tend to hang out on Park Avenue. And in the cities, they have no idea what life is like in the middle of Arkansas or out in the middle of Montana. I'll never forget sitting at the Jockey Club in Washington, and I've told this story many times and quoted it in some of my articles, with Dick Ravitch, who was a big New York developer of the kind who rarely leaves Park Avenue and has no clue what life is like in the rural areas. And he said to me, as long as I get government subsidies, what do I care if people have education or jobs? You have 60 years of government subsidies, which have created a group that is unbelievably arrogant. They now have the bit in their mouth. And it's not surprising that they need Clinton to educate them on what life in Arkansas is like, because they really do not understand. We see numerous states around the country introducing laws that make it a state crime to try to enforce unconstitutional federal actions to compromise gun ownership within the state. And so the fight is on. The global sweepstakes are raising international tensions, and in many respects, the tensions globally are just as dangerous. All is not well in Euroland. We see the European Union proceeding with plans to institute a tax, a financial transaction tax, in 11 Eurozone nations. This is a great trouble for England. The City of London depends tremendously on financial transactions. And so, not surprisingly, we see David Cameron delivering a long-awaited speech saying I'll just give you the quote we put up on the blog. To try and shoehorn countries into a centralized political union would be a great mistake for Europe, and Britain won't be a part of it. Can you imagine Britain coming out against centralization of political and economic power? It's very interesting to see how things are coming out. There have been tremendous squabbles in Europe going back and forth over pedophilia scandals, mud being thrown all over Britain and now at the Germans last week. And you'll probably see more headlines and percolation about that. But that's what happens when you get a fight of the magnitude of a financial transaction tax. So expect to see more mud being thrown. One of the greatest concerns internationally, of course, is the continuing dispute between China and Japan. We talked about it last week. Territorial dispute. The U.S. taking Japan's side earlier this week, and now Taiwan today claiming sovereignty over the disputed islands. So quite a lot. Nothing was more concerning, perhaps, than North Korea announcing that really a blunt threat directed at the United States over its missile and nuclear programs. Let me just quote the Koreans. Quote, we do not hide that a variety of satellites and long-range rockets will be launched by the DPRK one after another, and a nuclear test of higher level, the statement said, will target against the U.S., the sworn enemy of the Korean people. This is a veiled allusion to electromagnetic pulse and the explosion of a nuclear weapon in the upper atmosphere, which is something that can scare a lot of people because of the potential of what it could do to the electrical and the power grid in this country. So something of real concern, and just another step in the increases in the politics in Asia. The GOP has suspended the debt ceiling through May, and so now I have to take back my prediction that the Ides of March were going to be particularly tense. So the tension has been pushed out after corporate and individual taxes are due. But the spending cuts are going to still come down beginning in March. So the odds of March, we're not completely out of it. But the debt ceiling limit has been pushed out. Hillary Clinton showed up on Capitol Hill to try and explain why the security and military forces never bothered to show up in Benghazi. We put a little clip from what was 3 hours of testimony up on the blog. Senator McCain basically called her a liar, and that's the section we put up. For many years, Sam Smith and other journalists kept a death watch of all the people in and around the Clintons who died in mysterious ways. It got to be a very long list. You can still find it on Sam's website. Whatever happened in Benghazi, and I don't think we know the truth, I'm sure it's going to be as ugly as many of the stories on that death watch lists were, and as mysterious. But it's a small reminder that life in the global supermarket sweepstakes can be a violent and an ugly one.